Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. It's Wednesday, June 4th, 2025.
Good morning. And it looks like we're gearing up for a modestly positive start. Futures on the S&P 500 are currently trading about 13 points above fair value.
That's right. It seems equity futures are holding onto some gains after a pretty decent night across Asian markets. And Europe is also looking generally upbeat, though maybe a bit more subdued.
Definitely a cautiously bullish vibe out there, as some of the sentiment indicators are suggesting. We're seeing about 510 names on the buy side versus 110 on the sell side in some early scans. So positive, but with a hint of, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
I see. So let's dive into what's driving that caution. What happened overnight, starting with Asia?
Well, Asian markets largely finished in the green. Japan's Nikkei was up 0.8%, Hong Kong's Hang Seng gained 0.6%, and China's Shanghai Composite added 0.4%. South Korea's KOSPI was a real standout, though, surging 2.7%.
Wow, 2.7% for the KOSPI. What was behind that?
It seems to be on the back of their presidential election results, with the opposition candidate, who was seen as a frontrunner, winning.
Interesting. And any other notable news out of Asia? China, perhaps?
Yes, the China Securities Journal reported that the People's Bank of China is fine-tuning liquidity levels to meet mid-year needs, so some support there. And Japan is reportedly forming a think tank in response to President Trump's tariff agenda.
Tariffs, always a hot topic. Okay, let's hop over to Europe. What's the picture there?
Major European indices are mostly trading higher. Germany's DAX is up about 0.7%. The UK's FTSE is up 0.3%. And France's CAC is also showing a gain of around 0.7%.
So green across the board there. Any specific news driving that?
Airbus got a bit of a boost from speculation that China is preparing a big aircraft order. And Germany's government approved a significant 46 billion euro corporate tax relief plan. That's certainly helping sentiment.
That's a hefty relief plan. Now, on the economic data front from Europe, I saw the final May services PMI for the Eurozone actually pointed to a small contraction, coming in at 49.7.
That's a key point of that caution we mentioned. While most major economies saw their services PMIs beat expectations, that Eurozone number slipping below 50 is a bit of a niggle. Germany's services PMI was also a bit soft at 47.1.
Got it. So a mixed bag on the PMIs there. Now let's turn to the U.S. economic docket. What's already out, and what are we watching for today?
Well, earlier we got the weekly MBA mortgage index, which fell 3.9%, following last week's 1.2% decrease. So, continued softness in mortgage applications.
Not too surprising with rates where they are. What's coming up?
Big day for labor market clues. At 8:15 a.m. Eastern, we get the ADP employment change report for May. The consensus is for 115,000 jobs added, which is a pretty big jump from the 62,000 reported in April.
115,000, that's a significant expectation. The market will be watching that closely. What else?
Then at 9:45 a.m. Eastern, it's the final S&P Global U.S. Services PMI. The prior reading was 50.8. And at 10 a.m. Eastern, we get the ISM Services Index. The consensus there is for 52.0%. A slight improvement from 51.6% previously.
And don't forget the Fed's beige book later today. Lots of inputs for the market to digest. How are treasuries looking amidst all this?
Treasuries are tracking a largely flat start. We're seeing a little bit of relative weakness at the short end, with the two-year yield up one basis point at 3.97%. The 10-year yield is flat at 4.46%.
Okay, let's shift to corporate news and earnings. This is where things get really interesting. CrowdStrike, CRWD, is a big one.
Absolutely. CrowdStrike beat Q1 EPS expectations, issued above consensus guidance for Q2, raised its full-year EPS guidance for fiscal 26, and announced a $1 billion buyback program.
Sounds fantastic. So the stock must be soaring, right?
You'd think so, but it's actually trading down about 6.7% in the pre-market, around $455.
Down? After all that good news? What gives?
It looks like it's been hit with a trifecta of downgrades from B of A Securities, Canaccord Genuity, and Evercore ISI. So despite the strong report, analysts are perhaps seeing valuation concerns or other headwinds.
That's a classic good news, bad reaction scenario. Definitely one to watch. How about Guidewire Software, GWRE?
Now that's a different story. Guidewire beat Q3 expectations and issued above consensus revenue guidance for Q4. The stock is flying, up over 15% in pre-market trading.
15%? That's a pop and Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, HPE?
HPE also delivered. They beat Q2 expectations, issued inline guidance for Q3, and raised the low end of their EPS guidance for fiscal 25. The stock is up a healthy 6.4% pre-market.
Solid. And a big name in banking? Wells Fargo WFC?
Good news for Wells Fargo. The bank is no longer subject to those asset growth restrictions imposed by the Fed back in 2018. That's a significant overhang removed, and the stock is up 3% on that news.
That is big for them. Any other earnings movers catching your eye? I saw Dollar Tree, DLTR, reported this morning.
Yes, Dollar Tree beat earnings per share by 5 cents and also beat on revenue. They raised their fiscal 26 EPS guidance, though it was characterized as in line, and reaffirmed revenue guidance. However, the stock is gapping down about 3.8%.
Another one where the headline beat isn't enough, it seems. The market can be a tough critic. What about other big pre-market movers on the gapping up list?
We've got Sagimet Biosciences, SGMT, rocketing up 37.5%. That's on positive phase 3 results for their acne treatment. Thor Industries, THO, is also up almost 13% after a strong report. Yext, YEXT, is up over 11%, also on earnings and an upgrade.
Impressive moves. On the downside, besides CrowdStrike and Dollar Tree, Asana, ASAN, is down over 9% after their report.
Correct, and Marus, MRUS, is down 6% after pricing a share offering. So plenty of individual stock stories playing out.
All right, let's pull back a bit and look at the broader market picture. You mentioned cautiously bullish. What are some of the technicals or sentiment indicators telling you?
Well, some analysis I've seen, like the WaveRider AI input, points to the SPY having experienced a mild uptrend with some volatility. The QQQ has seen a similar upward trajectory. Importantly, the VIXX, a measure of volatility, has been declining, suggesting reduced investor anxiety.
Less fear is generally good. What about sectors?
There's a visible rotation with technology, think XLK, showing strength. This contrasts with more stable, less volatile trades in utilities and consumer staples. Healthcare is also showing signs of potential upward movement. It suggests a nuanced view where growth and safety trades are coexisting.
Interesting. So not an all-out risk on or risk off. What key levels should traders be watching for the SPY and QQQ today?
For the SPY, support around the 590 to 595 area has been strong recently. Near-term resistance is at 605, and a breakout there could point towards 610. For QQQ, the 525 to 530 range has been key support. Resistance is near 535, and a break above that could lead to testing the 540 zone.
Good levels to keep in mind. The same analysis also flagged a T2108 is bullish caution signal. Can you unpack that a bit?
Yeah. T2108 is an overbought / oversold indicator. So bullish caution means that while the underlying breadth might be strong enough to be considered bullish, it could be getting a bit extended, hence the caution. It fits with that overall cautiously optimistic theme. We're seeing leadership from small caps, mega caps, and semiconductor stocks, which is a pro-cyclical tilt.
Makes sense. Any specific stocks on your watch list based on this kind of analysis?
The WaveRider A I mentioned, Team for continuation, so that's Atlassian. And CVNA Carvana for anticipation, perhaps looking for a setup there. Generally, the advice is to focus on technology and small cap sectors showing momentum, but always confirm breakouts with volume spikes and keep stops tight.
Sound advice. Now, any other major news items we should touch on? I saw some headlines about tariffs again.
Yes, the White House confirmed it's adjusting imports of aluminum and steel. And President Trump commented on Truth Social about President Xi of China calling him very tough. We also heard that the steel and aluminum tariff hike to 50% is effective today, though the UK is exempt for 5 weeks.
Tariffs are definitely back in focus. Any M&A activity?
A few notable ones. Flowserve, FLS, and Chart Industries, GTLS, are set to combine in an all-stock merger of equals. One OK, OKE, announced an acquisition. And Nova Gold, NG, completed its acquisition of Barrick's interest in Donlin Gold. NovaGold actually got an upgrade to outperform at RBC Capital on that, and the stock is gapping up.
Lots of moving parts. And speaking of analyst calls, any other big upgrades or downgrades?
Snowflake, SNOW, was upgraded to buy at UBS. That's a positive. On the other side, Apple, AAPL, was downgraded to hold from buy at Needham. That's a notable call on a mega cap.
Indeed. All right, as we head towards the opening bell, what's your final takeaway for traders today, June 4th?
It's a market that wants to go higher, evidenced by the overnight strength and futures, but it's data dependent, especially with ADP and ISM services on tap. Watch those key tech names and how they react to broader market moves. The reaction to CrowdStrike's earnings, despite the good numbers, is a reminder that expectations are high and valuations can come under scrutiny. So stay nimble, watch those support and resistance levels we talked about, and don't chase extended moves without confirmation.
Excellent summary. Cautious optimism seems to be the word of the day, with a close eye on economic data and individual earnings reactions. That's all the time we have for the Morning Dose. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great trading day.